quite a number of new receivers I brought into this group, and you seem to have been doing very well. How do you feel like your familiarity with Tom and the team is coming?
It's the process, obviously learning the system, just trying to work hard and do my job, put the team first, and just go out and get better every day.
How's the familiarity, I guess, going with your teammates?
It's going good. The guys are gelling real well. It's a good group of guys around here, and I'm glad to be here.
What's the difference here?
Everybody just works hard. Each day trying to get better, not looking ahead to the future, just working day by day in the weight room and then on the field.
How important is chemistry, or is that something that we already know? How important is it between you and the quarterback?
It's huge. You got to be on the same page. We do a lot in the system, and guys have to work hard, know what they're doing out there, so we can try and be as perfect as possible.
It looks like at least while we're sitting up on the hill that you're constantly with Tom, either talking to him or listening to him. What are some of those conversations like?
Just little things, little subtle things, things that he sees, things that I see, just trying to communicate back and forth. And like you said, being on that same page and having chemistry with each other. So when we're out there, it's just playing football. There's no guessing.
With so many new guys in your position, how competitive is it out there amongst you guys?
It's real competitive. Everybody wants to, get out there and make plays. And we encourage each other, but at the same time, we're all competing. So we're just going out, working hard. Everybody's helping each other and just trying to get better.
All the young guys at the position kind of keep you on your toes a little bit, too?
Always. I mean, no matter what position, where you're at, it's like that in this league period. So you look forward to it, just being a competitor and going out and getting better.
By the same token, are you trying to be a leader for some of the young guys who haven't been in the NFL or haven't been in the system before?
Yeah, you're trying to help. Obviously you're trying to do your job, but I've had older guys help me when I was a young guy, and now I'm more of the mature one. I won't say older, but just trying to help each other out.
How is it picking up the playbook, without many guys around who have experience with it?
That's when you're around Tom, you're around some of the other guys like Aaron and Gronk and the guys that have kind of been here, and even Kamara, who was here last year, Aiken. So you just try to pick everybody's brains and do your job of studying, but always trying to find a way to get better.
Is it as difficult as everyone says it is?
No, I mean, if you put the work in, it comes easy to you. So it's just, really taking the time to do extra and whatever you need to do to be right on the field.
Do you have an appreciation of how big a deal Tom Brady is in terms of that support network, just not being a great quarterback, being part of that support learning system?
You've seen it obviously over the years, even as an outsider. Everybody that he's brought in and the change that he's had at certain positions, that everybody still continues to do well. So, you just try to do your job and, be there where you're supposed to be, because he's going to get it there.
We talked not long after you signed here, and you talked about the complexity of the offense and things like that, but it sounds like you're a lot more comfortable in a fairly short amount of time.
Yeah, still, taking it day by day. Obviously, you don't have everything down right now, but it's our job to know what we're doing out there. So I try to pick it up as fast as I can and be able to help out the team as much as I can.
Michael, you were a rookie. You made the NFC Championship game, and honestly, really haven't come close to getting back that far. And just curious if that played into you coming here, the chance to maybe.
This is a great organization. They've won a lot of football games. We haven't done anything this year on the field. So, just trying to do my part right now to, when that time comes, I can help out and hopefully have that opportunity in the end.
Do you have a kind of memory of that? It seems like it's such a long stretch.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I've had some runs in the playoffs before. But I know it was a cold game, windy game, and I think that was the year they played New England. Philly played New England. So, distant memory, but you still think about it every now and then.
I was just thinking along the lines of, like, maybe you thought you might get back there a little quicker.
Hope so. We'll see. Just got to take it day by day.
Yeah. I was looking up on you. I guess you were in this Holy Buckeye play or something in college. I was just curious whether you have to buy a beer or something when you go back to Columbus to get dinner bought to you still.
It's It was actually a fun time, a great game against Purdue, 4th and 1, you know, championship year. But, you know, everybody's appreciative of it. And I think I've met everybody who was at that game over the years now. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Mike, I jumped in late, so I apologize if it's a repeat question. But we haven't seen a lot of the younger wide receivers out on the field lately. What have been your impressions of those guys behind the scenes? Do you like their work ethic and what they're doing to try to stay up?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely staying. You know, whatever they have to do to try and get back on the field, but definitely staying in the playbook, taking a bunch of notes, asking a bunch of questions. So, you know, they know what's going on. You know, unfortunately, they're not out right now, but they're working hard in every other area.
Your wiki page says you were a record-breaking high school track star. And I'm just curious, like, give me some insight.
State champ in the triple jump. It's so long ago. Second place in the 400 state meet.
Hold any state records still or like school records?
School records. Yeah. I don't know if my split was a state record in the 4x4. I ran a 46 split in high school. So I don't know where that holds up, but I got Tampa Track Athlete of the Year for the whole city of Tampa.
You know, Vince has the state record in the shot put still in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, he'll tell you that if you ask him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's proud of that right there. We like to hold on to our high school memories.
Like your position specifically with how complex wide receiver is and getting on the same page with your quarterback, is this time of year maybe more important for just being on the field?
You know, it's huge. Every chance we get to get together on the field or just be around each other is huge. But definitely, you know, for a lot of us as receivers, you know, it's all first time learning, being around time, being in the system. So just doing as much as we can whenever we can to really get it down and, you know, iron things out before training camp.
But if you were able to practice now, is that like a death sentence you wouldn't be able to get up during training camp?
No, I don't think it's a death sentence. The guys do well, you know, all of us. Taking notes and knowing what's going on and kind of doing mental reps when they're not in. So, you know, when the time comes and they're back out there, you know, they're not second guessing themselves, they know what to do.